This is No Fake Spandex, episode 33, for Monday, November 27th, 2006. Everyone, did you enjoy your turkey? I hope you did. I didn't have turkey. I had ham. If you don't know who I am and what I'm talking about, I'm Lisa J here for you. I know I'm a little bit late with the episodes, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, I had a little tiff over Thanksgiving, that week. Little tiff, but I'm all right. I'm cool. I'm straight. So, here again, you thought I was done with Mystic Force. Oh, no. Oh no, we have plenty more! Plenty more! I thought I would bring on a friend of mine who actually liked this season. So, and he was like, give me on your podcast. Oh my gosh, give me on your podcast. So I'm like, okay, fine. This is a good idea. Because usually from our regular hosts, we don't really like the season much. And so it's good to hear from a different point of view, even though sometimes he might agree with me on a lot of stuff. But whatever. You'll have to hear it and stuff. Anyway. So, I have nothing else to say. I think I'm done. Alright, so enjoy it. This is me and Tristan talking about Mystic Force finale. It's good. It's happening. It's popping. It's great. No, I'm stupid. No, I hope you enjoy it. So, yeah. Remember, stay away from that spandex. It does not breathe. Let me say it again. Stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. Let me say it again. Stay away from... Okay, I need to stop. I need to stop, okay? Alright, check y'all later.
So Patrick and Stainbuck, this new version of game will be very beneficial to the mainframe.
Wait, game? I thought it was pronounced gyne.
No, it's pronounced game.
Really? I'm pretty sure it's gyne.
No, Mike, it's game. You're confusing it with something else.
Well, we can solve this just as easily. Let's see here. Show me the way to you. Lead me now where you are. Well, I don't know about you, but I can use a soda.
You have to be right about everything, don't you?
R5 Central, podcasting at its finest, maybe. R5Central.blogspot.com. You can also catch us on iTunes, MySpace, Bison Well, and any of the five plants of the Pentagona system. See you later.
Yeah, you saw the finale of Mystic Force.
Yeah, I saw the finale. Yes. the sound
and you were
was
very enthused.
Yeah. Even though the Why? Sound was crappy on the thing.
What did you watch it on?
Some download on Rangerboard. I don't even know because like I never download stuff. But since I'm never home now, you know, I had to, so I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know where you downloaded from, but you must have downloaded some crappy. I mean, I first watched it on YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
And so that was decent. That was alright. But, you know, I downloaded from BitTorrent, actually. That's where I got a decent one. But anyway, continue. Please try to convince me how this finale was good. Please convince me.
Convince you how it was good.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a good story. I thought it had interesting events. I mean, Nick turning into... You know, Purple Korag was kind of surprising to me. I didn't think they would do anything like that. I suggested it like 1,000 times like a year ago or whatever it was. And that was a cool surprise.
For five seconds.
Well, I mean, what do you want? You want it to like consume the whole show? I don't know.
No, not to consume the whole show, but like for him to turn evil like sooner. And then, like, you know, maybe they, like, try to fix him, but he wasn't really, like, totally not evil. And then he, like, becomes evil again. Like, you know what I'm saying? like, you know, do a little something with it instead of just, like, 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, I took it as, you know, like, it was sort of mirroring the stuff that happened to his father, and it's sort of, like, getting out, like, his resentment in a way for everything that happened with his father, so, you know, it was, like, a therapeutic little deal. And simply just as, like, a fan of, you know, characters in funny-looking suits fighting each other, it was just a fun sort of fan moment to see the red Korag suit and the purple one go at it. So
that was nice, though. It was nice, I would say. I liked that fight, but it was like randomly, and we're going to go to Rukor and tear up the place.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are standing in the forest like, do 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 do. So, Chip, how's that night thing going? Oh, not much. So, Madison, you taping this? No, I kind of forgot about my video camera.
I totally agree, and it is kind of disappointing that Madison's her little trait that they introduced early on didn't go anywhere at all and was not even used. That kind of sucked. But, I mean, I'm happy at least that she did stuff, you know, in the finale.
She finally got revenge.
Mad Maddie.
She was mad. She was mad. She was like, ah, crap, I haven't done anything this whole season. I'm going to have my moment. She was like, no, listen to me. You listen to me, because no one has listened to me for the whole time. You are the leader of this team. You are the heart. I don't know where she got that from, but you are the heart of this team. You're gonna listen to me. You better not. Bah, la 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 la. It was like mad silence for like 2 seconds, and then they're like, blah.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. That was awesome.
Yes. Actually, that was like one of the better scenes in it. I mean, see, like, that stuff like that, and like the big events, like at the end when all the characters just started appearing before the master, Lord saying, Jesus. Oh, well, we just did this, this, and this. But he's like, what? Really? And then two more people come and say, well, we just did this, this, and this. That was awesome to me. Like,
that was stupid. It's like, oh, we're just, while you guys were gone, we did all this stuff. I'm like, that is like so trying to shoehorn every little thing, because,
well,
I mean, seriously, why, I mean, I go back to Hardheads. Why on earth did they need Hardheads? They didn't need it.
Oh, God.
That could have been one more. You know what? The finale, should have been 3 parts. That's what I think. The finale should have been 3 parts. And so that, all this, well, you know, look at what we did back there, you know, could have been, like, actually shown instead of, like, hey, while you guys were gone. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
come on.
Yeah.
It could have been
3 parts, like, I would have been happier with, like, all, like, you know, Necrolite, you know, suddenly becoming good, like, in 2 seconds.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's, like, another thing.
We could have
at least
extended it to 3 seconds, you know, 4 maybe. And Itasis and, you know, all these characters is suddenly having these huge things happen to them. Even Matumbo from the episode before was just like, whoa, like, that happened kind of quick.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. He's like, I'm going to, like, take all your energy and destroy you, but not hurt anybody. I'm going to come after you and stuff and beat the Power Rangers, but not hurt you.
Yes. Well, I mean, even though I enjoyed those stories, you know, like, because apparently, you know, pretty much each terror had, like, several episodes in the Japanese version to sort of fill out who they are and all that. And I predicted it, you know, right away, pretty much, when I heard they said, oh, we're going to have the 10 terrors. I was like, okay, they're going to have enough time to, like, make all this stuff fit and feel real and natural. Like, Matumbo's whole goodness thing just came out of nowhere, and it would have been cooler if they had established it earlier on, like, oh, he has a heart, or he's nicer, or whatever.
Yeah.
But no.
Huh? But no.
No.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Of course not. Yeah. Because you know why? Because it has to be about Nick at the turntables. Oh, yeah. Nick's at the turntables. He's being the DJ. Hey. That's what it has to be about. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, come on. You still haven't convinced me how the finale is awesome. Come on. Like, seriously.
Wait, what?
You have to convince me, because, like, I'm not convinced. So far, I'm still, like, finale was kind of whack. Oh, yeah, you mentioned the people at the end, right? When those four... When did they ever show that the forest people and the human people had any conflict besides, like, oh, I don't know, the premiere?
Well, I mean, that's another issue that I kind of had with the whole series, really.
That's the main issue.
Because, the forest people, like, didn't exist for, like, 20-plus episodes. I don't know how much it was. Like, it was just basically the Mystic Forest people walking around in empty forest. And, you know, instead of using, you know, the village set that they had in the premiere and in the finale, I guess, and, you know, having fairies or whoever show up every once in a while, you know, none of that ever happened. And it would have been cooler, you know, if it had. And
yeah. Hello, the promos were like, don't go into the forest.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go into the forest. I'm like, it sounded awesome. And now it's just like,
yes.
Oh, well, Nick and Phineas are having, like, their one-on-one talk, you know, after-school special kind of talk kind of crap. I'm like, come on. Seriously?
What? Whoa, hey, that was, don't knock that, okay? That was cool. To me, you know, I like that stuff.
It was cool the first time.
There was more.
It was even cool the second time. By the third, fourth, fifth time, where Phineas is always telling everybody the answers. Okay, no, it's just like, ooh, I'm Phineas. I'm going to be the plot device.
That's part of his charm. That, like, he does all this stuff, and, you know, half the time he may not even realize what he's saying is being so, like, counselor-ish or helpful or whatever, and he just says it. And yeah, it's cool. I don't know what's the big deal.
It's cool to a point, because it's like as if the Rangers could never figure out anything for themselves, like, ever. I mean, like, the only, like, just recently, the finale, it's like, oh, okay, all the Rangers are telling Nick, what, you're a crackhead? You're just going to give up? Are you on, like, drugs? Seriously? Well, the finale, you were like, oh, my magic never been stronger than ever, and now you're all giving up and crap?
I mean, at some point in the episode, the Earth was, like, completely barren and lost. I mean,
he's the light!
Okay, so he'll shine on an empty planet and what? I don't know what.
It's just, I don't understand. Like, the thing about it is, right, is it the hunt? No, which one became first? No, it was the hunter before the light? Or it was the light before the hunter? Either one, right? So he found out he's the light, right? I think it is in the light, where, like, Phineas has to tell him yet again, hey, guess what, you're the light. He's like, oh my goodness, I am the light. Then random battleizer, right?
Yeah.
Then, now again, oh, my powers are stronger more than ever, and he forgets he's the light. Like, are you serious? Like,
yeah.
He's just gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna give up.
Yeah, they have a tendency to kind of redo the same kind of idea over and over again, I guess you could say. Nick, like, feeling, oh, woe is me. Oh, wait, you're good. Okay, oh, okay, good, I'm good for 2 seconds. And then, oh, woe is me again. And Nick, no, you're good. Okay. Okay, let's go back.
No, wait, no, seriously, you're good. He's like, oh, okay, I'm good. I'm angry.
All right.
And he's like, oh, crap, I give up. No, wait, Nick, you're really good. Nah, boss, I give up. And he's like, I'm going to get angry again. Seriously, he's good, then he gives up. Then he gets angry. Repeat.
This is true. I mean, I can't really, you know, dispute that. I agree.
Okay, so please tell me what else about this finale is awesome, because seriously, like, right now, like, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, speaking of, like, all the Nick focus, I mean, it was kind of a cool moment when, like, he was fighting and then all of a sudden, you know, he, like, this is hard to explain. Like, when he's all the focus, basically, in some action scene, I don't even know what it is now. And suddenly he, like, invites all the others to come with him, which is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, when he was...
Like, whatever, I don't even know.
But he was like, "Oh wait, I'm gonna steal the spotlight, but I just let y'all help me. It's okay. Like, come grab my hand. Grab my hand." Because, you know, to me, it felt like it was like,
"Oh, okay, we realize Nick has been, you know, the center of attention this whole time. So let's, you know, let's show that he's not
let's add the other people. Let's give them some work to do."
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What do you want? What do you want?
You know what I want? You know what I wanted? I wanted, like, you know, 30 episodes that wasn't about Nick. How about that? That's what I wanted. Well, damn it. It's kind of too late now because the show is over, but,
yeah,
you know, I'm just mad. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But, I mean, yeah, it was a little nice moment. Okay, whatever. Grab my hand. Oh, okay, we're going to make angry faces. Okay, we beat the monster. Okay, whatever. No, but seriously, oh, you haven't even brought up Mystic Mother.
Mystic Mother.
Afraid to bring it up?
Well, I'm torn on the whole Mystic Mother thing. I mean, I like that they referenced Rita and that whole shebang. I did not like, once again, that they just sort of randomly brought it up in the finale. I think they should have introduced the character if they were going to use it at least a few episodes before then. That would have been nice. So that when she shows up, it's not like, wait, who the hell is this? You know, I mean, when you have a character like the Master, who's supposed to be this all-powerful evil guy, and you have him defeating this all-powerful good guy, that shows that he's all-powerful. But if you've never seen the all-powerful good guy, then what's, you know, like, you've never seen her do anything or seen, like, how the others, like Udana, respect her or whatever, then it's not as impactful as it would have been, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that sucks. But the reference is good. I like the reference. People say, okay,
like
it doesn't make sense,
too.
But it's
just, you know, you just have to do it properly. That's it. That's all.
Well, what's properly? I mean,
what's properly? Just like you said, don't be like bringing up Mystic Mother all in randomly. Okay, fine. Look, honestly, I wouldn't have minded if, like, okay, so you kind of put her in that finale. Okay, we haven't heard of her. Okay, whatever. I'll forgive that.
Okay.
But then bringing up Rita, right? And then saying that, like, she just turned good all of a sudden. Because, like, she's, like, the mother of all that is good and pure and stuff. And now she's all, like, whatever. I'm like, the finale is supposed to tie things together. Not just, leave more answers. I mean, more questions than answer. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, come on.
You could say it tied up stuff with other seasons. And it tied up a lot. Of course, there's stuff that we're still asking, like, okay, what about da 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 da? But yeah, I mean, for me, like, it explained something about Rita, the character, and, you know, where she went after in space. And yeah, I mean,
how does she become? I mean, look, they set up this thing, right, as, like, all this magical stuff or whatever, being all ancient and being all this and being all way back in the day, this happened and blah, right? So I'm thinking, you know, for a good couple of thousand years or something, you know, Mystic Mother's doing her thing, whatever. Then all of a sudden you bring Rita in when she, like, you know, was evil for all this time, and now all of a sudden, give or take 8 years.
You're
she's, like, all old and crap and the Mystic Mother and all ancient. It's a stretch, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But, I mean, her being old, like, I didn't sweat her being old. I accept that this is Power Rangers and stuff's not going to be perfect. And, okay, it has been 8 years, and maybe that's not enough time for somebody to get real old. But for Power Rangers, like, that's good enough for me, really.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Huh?
Lord Jesus. I'm just gonna say, it's just magic. Everything just happened. Wait, how come, like, you know, Nick is all Indian looking and Udana and Limbo look white? It's just magic.
Magic solves all problems.
Seriously, this is part of the reason why I don't like magic seasons or whatever. You like really, because seriously, it's like, You know, like it's so easy to be anything. Like, oh, well, everything's magic.
Well, yeah.
Oh, this is magic. Everything's magic. It doesn't have to make sense. Yeah. You know, why does like, Madison look all black now? Oh, it's magic. She felt like it. I mean, you know. No, but whatever.
I mean, there's a line you have to draw. I mean, though every season that's not real, which is all of them, obviously. I mean, you have to follow the parameters that you set up. And so if you set up that characters can die and come back to life, you know, due to some spell or somebody giving up their life force or whatever, then, okay, you can do that. It just depends on what you set up. I don't think they should just use that to just explain away every little thing, you know, whatever they think up. Oh, okay, the Earth split into 58 pieces, and now, oh, Udana waved her wand, and everything's back to normal. But, I mean, I don't know.
And that's another thing. How on Earth did she get back her magic? She was all like, OMG, I'm going to use dark magic, and I'm going to become human, and I'm going to be mortal, and I'm going to blah, 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 and I'm going to be a bumbling idiot because I can't walk straight when I'm human. And well, now she has her magic back just because she got a snow staff? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm like,
this is why I can't stand magic seasons. Everything doesn't make sense.
But it still pretty much goes with the parameters that they set up in the beginning. I mean, Chip didn't have magic until he got a wand, not really, or he didn't know that he could use it at least. And so, I mean,
no, they
it
all
worked
in the premiere,
well
they all believed in magic. They all like, I believe.
Right. Okay. You clearly, know, so they... I mean, Udana's circumstances were a little bit different because she used the dark magic, blah de blah.
And so that'd have been awesome. That would have been awesome to see her, you know, dealing with, you know, the consequences in which she used that kind of magic. Instead of like, oh, okay, well, we're going to forget about that, like, plot, and we're going to, like, give her back her magic. You know what I'm saying? It just kind of defeats the whole purpose.
I mean, I think the plot was kind of over when she had to, you know, rely on her own self and then realize that Claire was there and she had magic. And you had that whole development of Claire as a character, which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, Claire is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like in the first few episodes, there were a lot of people saying, okay, Claire's the most annoying thing ever. And I agreed at the time, kind of. And we got to see her evolve into something more than just the bumbling sort of joke character of the week or whatever. Into something
and
more.
That's why Udana should not have gotten her staff back. Okay, should Claire become the white person? Okay, no, not the white person, though. Udana already is white. She should have gotten. She shouldn't gotten the ranger power. She should have gotten that. Okay,
yeah.
Then you know, be the sorceress, like kind of be like, you know, Udana 2.0. You know what I'm saying? While Udana, you know, deals with the consequences of using her magic. Because, like, now it's like, oh, okay, whatever. She could use black magic now whenever she feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I actually agree. Like, I probably would have preferred, like, if either Claire or Lily even had become the White Ranger and they could have had, you know, the drama of that. Of if Lily is, then, well, you know, that's different. And if Claire is, then... Well, that's still different because then she has to work her way into the role or whatever. But I mean, I still feel like the consequences of Udana's little dark magic thing still happened. It just didn't happen forever.
It happened for one episode.
What?
Seriously? Just happened for one episode. She kept falling all over the place. That was it. That was it. That was her consequence. She lost balance. Wow. Whatever. But no, seriously. Okay, so like, yo, what about the finale? Come on, man. Come on, you just gotta convince me, man. Because right now, I'm not convinced.
The finale was good times. I don't know. I mean, aside from the Mystic Mother thing, and the quickness of, you know, the development of all these villains or pseudo villains, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, it was awesome. I don't know.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Was really good. I just feel like it was too much wire foo. The whole wire foo thing, I don't know. It wasn't too much from this time. Just on like a fun fan level, it was a really fun episode to me. You know, big events. Mystic Force was no stranger to having like big, huge events where the Rangers are like near death or whatever. You know, which is always fun to see. It was just awesome, period.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my
God. I find it funny because, like, see, I keep forgetting, right, that you would think, like, you know, an episode had, like, a bajillion things wrong with it, but as long as it's cool, you're like, A+.
No. I mean, you really have to read my reviews if I post them, you know. To really feel like, you know, what I like. Look, and what I dislike. I mean, you can't
I read your post, and you were like, OMG, I really love it. It's great. It's fabulous.
Right? I mean, I do point out the problems, at least.
I'm not saying you don't. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You point out problems, probably more problems than good. Probably, sometimes. And then you would say, oh, I enjoyed it, A+.
No, it's not that.
So what would you? It's not nearly that
simple. What?
What would you give it the finale then?
What would I give? Well, I mean, based on what I've seen, you know, with the crappy sound and all that, I think I gave it an 8. So far.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
Therein lies the problem.
Therein lies the problem. Because I enjoyed the episode, that's the problem. I enjoyed the episode, right?
Look. Huh. I know you can, you know, people enjoy episodes and you know, people forgive certain things. Like, okay, well, all right. And really, like, hand that kind of whatever. Okay, that was cool, whatever. All right, I can't ignore that. But come on, there was a lot of things that were wrong.
Well, like, there was a lot of things that were wrong with Forever Red as well. But then we had, you know, 10 billion.
You know what the difference between Forever Red and like every other episode? Okay,
nostalgia, fan service.
Exactly. That was specifically made to be all like, OMG, all the people I really like are back. That's why it was made.
High profile super team ups can be fun and not make sense, basically.
Yes.
So it was okay for Forever Red to be totally screwed up story-wise.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's fascinating.
Serious, because, like, I mean, really, I mean, hello, in it itself, all these people, like, half of them, like, their powers were gone, like, a bajillion years ago, and they just, like, whip it out. I mean, come on, by that point, you know, this is just for the fans, this is just to say we can bring them back and have a good time or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a special thing. This, though, you have a finale. You're supposed to tie things together. You're supposed to, you know, a cadence, an ending, a nice little, see, like, I actually, which is really odd, I just watched the Dino Thunder finale again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, you know what? I don't really remember that well. But I'm like, okay, let me watch it again. All right?
Yeah.
Wow. This is why I'm so, like, surprise at you, but whatever.
What?
So, Dino Thunder finale, everyone's like, OMG, oh my gosh, that is, like, you know, so weak. Everything, the final battle was so weak, whatever. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Here we go. Just because it doesn't have, like, 50 billion explosions and, like, 50 bajillion lasers and crap, it's like, oh, okay, it was weak. It did its purpose. It tied things together. God. It handled whatever. It did this. Oh, and we got a prom. The end. It was awesome.
Okay. Look, if you want to talk about the Dino Thunder finale, I mean, really. Elsa. Okay, who is Elsa? Who the hell is Elsa? I would like to
Who's
know.
Necrolai? Who's Necrolai? What? Who Necrolai is? Who's Necrolai?
Elsa.
Who's Necrolai? Who's Necrolai?
Who's Necrolai?
Who's Necrolai?
Oh, my God. It's completely different.
Tell me, why is she human? Why is she human all of a sudden?
Okay.
Why is she human?
Let me explain the difference, okay?
Okay.
In Dino Thunder, when Elf was changed back into a human or whatever.
Okay.
The first thing that she said to Tommy basically was, oh, yes, that's what that creature called me, Elsa. Now, that to me implies that she was someone that was not Elsa. She was somebody else with a history and family and blah-de-blah. Blah, mm-hmm. And they never bothered to even give her a name. What? And, hey, okay. Necroli was Necroli. She was the queen of the vampires. She already had her thing going. I mean, there was no reason to ask the question.
She had a thing going. She really did have a thing going. I mean, the thing about it is, okay, look, if she stayed in her vampire state, her regular whatever, you know what I'm saying, then I would agree with you. Fine. Good. Why is she human all of a sudden? Just randomly, like, I'm going to be human now. Because, you know, I give up. I mean, what? Did the dark magic make her into a vampire? We got the backstory of Limbo.
Vampires are magical. And
okay, you know what? Don't even play with me. Don't even start with me. Don't even.
You could
don't say it's all magical. It's just magic.
Oh, my God. This is the problem.
No, because you know why?
Well,
because
if you don't let me finish, then, I mean, it's not really going to be. Go ahead. Well, I mean, okay, like I said, you could argue that vampires are magical, and once she gives up her whatever, her essence or whatever, that revived those two guys whose names I don't remember, Lienbo and Dagoran, you know, she released something from herself. She gave up of herself. Whether that's magic or that's vampire, that's whatever, it doesn't really matter. It changed her into a human, basically.
Well, that's great. That's fabulous. That's great and everything, really.
For Power Rangers, that's good enough.
That would have meant that she must have been a human before?
Right. I mean, vampires, typically.
Was she born that way? Like, this is the thing, right? Because it's really funny how everybody, not everybody, well, Misty, I'll say y'all fans, okay, fine. Or it's like, oh, well, she's the queen of vampires. We don't have to know anything else about her. I'm like, dude, why did, okay, see, and this is why I hate magic seasons, because, oh, they can do anything they want to and say, well, it's magic. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Except,
so
no.
It's easier just to make up anything you want to and then be like, oh, it's magic. It has to make sense.
Okay, I mean, we could go back to Reinforcements from the Future, where Rancic did practically the same thing. He became human. Okay, that was not necessarily magical, was it? I mean, it's the same basic principle. He did something.
Can we not talk about Reinforcements of the Future? Because that was just
that was just incredibly awesome. Yeah, I know.
That was just overrated crap. Overrated crap.
Whatever. Oh my God.
Continue.
You are stomping on one of the best Power Ranger episodes. As long as you've seen the episode, then it's about.
It was cool when I first saw it, but then you look back on it, and it's not that great.
Yeah.
It's not that great
if you haven't seen Time Force and Wild Force, you know? Then it's not that great.
I've seen part of Wild Force and Time Force. I've seen more Time Force than Wild Force, but, I mean, it was because when I first watched it, I was like, oh, snap! She's back! I was like, oh, snap! They're gonna get back together! Mm-hmm. Oh, snap! Erica Taylor, that's awesome! But
in terms of team-ups, I mean, what team-up is better as far as character development, use of the different two teams and combining them?
Thunderstorm!
I mean, it's so good! It is so good! I don't know how you could possibly not like that.
Thunderstorm was better. Nanner, nanner, boo-boo.
What is Thunderstorm? Thunderstorm really was good. But, yeah, I just don't think it was better. No.
It was better. You know why it was better? Because both castings suck balls. Wild Force already? I'm sorry.
See, that was what was so good. Because, yeah, the Wild Force team did kind of suck. Time Force, I liked a lot. But see, what was that they actually used what they had. And whether the teams were good or not, they were good in this episode. They were used well. Yes,
sir.
So there.
But anyway, what were you talking about? Oh, yeah. But anyway, right? Okay, look. That was the first thing. I'm like, okay, who the heck is Elsa? Wait. Who was she before Elsa? What the heck? I'll give you that. No, honestly, I will. But you know why I kind of, sort of, a little teeny weeny bit, forgive it, just a little bit, just a tiny, is because Elsa herself, the character, was so awesome. Like, usually we get these villainesses and they suck. They're like hard. They like just ugh. It's like, please stop. Just stop talking. Elsa was actually quite good and she was awesome. Like in herself, the character. So I'm like, and yeah, normal Elsa. I was like, oh crap. Why does she have to be normal Elsa? That sucked. But you know, okay, fine. I'll give it to you. I'll give you that. But seriously, everybody who doesn't like the Dino Thunder finale, they always bring up Elsa. They always bring up Zoltrax, which is like the whole season, so he kind of sucked. And then they always bring up, ooh, Bobblehead Mizzagog! Bobblehead Mizzagog! That sucked! So please tell me something, dude.
Tell you something, yo. Wait, what are we still talking about? I completely blanked out. You were talking about Dino Thunder, so you can understand how I blanked out, you know?
Oh, you suck balls. Really, really, really. I don't understand. I mean, this is why I cannot understand how you like Mystic Force.
I
don't understand. Yeah, probably no. Please tell me why you like Mystic Force. Yeah, how about why, that? Tell me.
Why do I like Mystic Force? The storyline. I think it's really well conceived, well written. Oh my god.
Which is?
You're asking me to define the storyline of Mystic Force. I mean.
Yes.
Oh. No. Watch the episode and you'll see the story unfold.
30 words or less. What was the plot? What is the story about? Oh my Tell god. Me now.
You don't need a synopsis. I mean, what's your point? What?
No, okay, I'm I will speak for you, and you just say if you agree or not. All right.
Okay.
You liked the story because it was more complicated and intricate than what we're used to recently, and that they happened to tie in lots of stuff interweaving through different episodes, and not everything is so linear. Correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
I love that stuff.
So why? You're stupid. So how come, if this story is so complicated and intricate, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. How come the other rangers aren't included?
That's a very good question. And I agree with where I think you're going with this. Yes. I definitely feel that, you know, the rangers, other than Nick, needed more focus and needed more to do. Which is why I was so happy when they actually did do that on certain occasions. I mean, in Light Source, I completely did not expect Xander to suddenly start talking about, you know, his past when he came to America as an Australian and all that. That was
fantastic.
Which
is a bunch of BS because everybody loves Aussie accents. I'm sorry. It's a bunch of BS. It's like,
I was new here, and at least it was something about it.
I know. Yeah. It was a little heart to heart. It was cute. Whatever. Yes. But he's still a bunch of BS. Unless he was like really ugly when he was a kid. It's just a bunch of BS.
Well, anyway.
He was one of those kids who are like cute forever. So anyway, continue.
Yes. I really like that. So, and the only problem was that like, I kind of felt like it would have been better to do that like in episode 10 or, you know, something instead of like the last 5 or whatever episode. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was happy for what we got. I would have been a lot happier if we had gotten more concerning characters that were not Nick and Lian Bo and Adana. But yeah, I mean,
it was
good times. Did I like Nick? You know, I still, even after the show's over, I still go back and forth on that. I like him sometimes. I mean, really, because he was focused on too much, I feel like. He was always in your face, and he was just like, okay, come on, please. Please, like, where is Chip? I want to see him say something and do something that is interesting. But, yeah. I mean, there were times where it was kind of cool to see the leading hero do his thing, whatever, but... Yeah.
Not all the time.
Yeah, not all the time. Yeah.
Damn. But I mean, okay, fine. So, like, I think why, I go, at least my theory is, okay, I can't even speak English. My theory is that a lot of people who like Mystic Force can't stand Dino Thunder for the same fact that a lot of people who like Mystic Force can't stand the first season, in which Mystic Force focused so much on, like, what happened on, in the plot, and, like, being all intricate and crap, but then forgot about the characters, where in Dino Thunder, it was like, okay, yeah, let's, like, you got a little plot here, you know, a little plot over there. You know, but yeah, these characters really are, yeah, building the characters and stuff like that. And the same, and especially with season one, oh Lord Jesus, it was just like, bam, character! Bam, character!
Yeah.
Character! You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, I guess that's my theory, but it's like, I mean, at least, me personally, I'm like, you know, Dino Thunder kind of took a little bit from both.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally give props to Dino Thunder for doing, you know, a good mix. I actually was really loving Dino Thunder for, like, the first half of it, and then the second half just kind of, like...
Second half, like, what? From, like, what episode, like...
Oh, like, somewhere around where Trent became good, I guess? Yeah, somewhere around there. And after
when
that...
he became whiny and crap and starts to, like, run away from... I'm sorry, I was watching the finale, and I watch it again, and I'm like, wow, I really didn't like Trent. I really, 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 but you know what? It was like a good not like, instead of like, oh my gosh, they get on my nerves, because it was like, you know what? You are a duty head on purpose, and I can see where you're coming from, and even though I don't like you, I can respect that. That's what you are, you know what I mean? You can't have everybody be like, oh, fabulous and crap. But I really didn't like Trent. I really didn't. Because, like, in the finale, he was, like, you know, telling the others about his plan to, like, you know, give up the Dino Gems to Mezogog and then try to get them in there or whatever. And I'm like, they're all looking at him like, you're a crackhead. Like,
see,
you're stupid. And then they left him. They left him in the lab. They're like... Tommy's like, yo, we gotta go. And Kira's like, no, wait, what about Trent? Nah, he can handle his own, man.
See, to me, Trent was only cool when he was evil. If he was not evil, then he was not cool to me. He was annoying. I didn't like him as a good guy at all. As evil, he was cool. He was badass. He was just great. And then when he became good... First of all, I mean, it was a lackluster explanation on how he became good in the first place. I didn't like it. And they did nothing with him after... He was the Bitch Ranger, basically. After that, he pretty much just showed up to fight and do this and that, and then did his little thing with the evil White Ranger, and then what?
But, I mean, until no, the end he of the had... He, no, he had his arc with his father, the whole thing. It's not like... I mean,
no,
yeah,
I mean,
you didn't see him in battle per se. I mean, like, they always came up with some excuse. Yeah, look after the dog while you go fight. Oh,
yeah.
Look after the cyber cafe.
Well,
but, I mean, at least
he was practice for Sam, basically.
You're
like
stupid.
he was the prelude to Sam. Okay,
stop.
He was. I mean, he had more character than him, definitely. But dang,
he was a character. Sam was. CGI generated light. Are you serious? I mean, come on.
No, I'm just saying, like, he just went where they told him to, and if it wasn't convenient for the fight footage or whatever, then he would not be there. And he would just show up just kind of like Tommy or whatever in those episodes. Oh, I lost my morpher. I left my morpher in the men's room or whatever.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom for a long time.
Yeah, we won't say what he was doing. But anyway, okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you know what? But no, but look, I understand, but that's like, I mean, but it's not like they didn't do anything with him. They had the arc with his father and him dealing with, like, oh, he knows who Mezogog is and who, blah, 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 blah. I mean, they did do something with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't just, like, it wasn't just a Sam where Sam was just a weapon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean,
Come on, that's just drastic.
Story-wise, it was cool. I just don't think that I was a fan of the actor, personally. when he was playing, like, the good, regular Trent. When he was playing evil, for some reason, he seemed to really get into that, for me at least, like, and that was cool, but the rest was just like, ugh, get off my screen, with, please.
Same with Tommy. I mean, when he was evil, it was like, dude, that was awesome. When he was good, he was like, dude, get some acting lessons. Seriously. Really.
Well,
acting lessons are your friend. But, I can see what you're saying. But, you know, I'm just like, dude, Mystic Force, yo. I mean, if you loved Nick then you would have loved Mystic Force. This was like your favorite season of all time. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't Nick, then you're screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, in a way.
No, not just kind of. You are screwed. I'm telling you. Hey, screwed am I. Yes. This is what happened. But, you know, so I don't know. I'm trying to figure. I mean, the best part about Mystic Force was that the supporting cast.
The secondary. Suck. Yeah, absolutely. Dang. There were so many. And see, that was another thing that was so cool to me. Like, everybody minus the Oracle or whatever showed up for that little... the Tribunal. Yeah. Damn it. But anyway. But yeah. Basically, almost everybody showed up for that one big moment. And that was really cool. I kind of had wished that, you know, everybody would join in on the Care Bear stare at the end, you know?
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
When they're shooting the master with their power or whatever, but, yeah.
Care Bear
stare. That was tight to me.
It was mad. I mean, it would have been better if they had built up that conflict throughout the season, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, randomly pulling it out of their butts, but like, oh yeah, we had this conflict.
True.
The whole time.
True.
You know?
I mean, the seeds were sown a little bit in the premiere with, you know.
Well, the premiere. Oh, yes. The premiere.
Yeah. Well,
no,
I mean.
That was so long ago.
Clearly, the current writing team are big fans of going back to the premiere in their finale and reprising stuff, you know. I mean, it's true. If you look at endings and beginnings, you see all these connections, and the same thing happens with Broken Spell and whatever the hell this is called. Mystic Fate. Yes.
But,
I mean, it's true.
It's nice if they do that, but, oh, I don't know. Bring it up another time, maybe. Just, you know, somewhere. Anytime.
I mean, yeah.
Anytime.
There's a lot of stuff they could have brought up earlier and in different ways, and it would have been much better for me. And a lot of people, I'm sure. But, I mean, with what we did get, I was at least satisfied, and you know, in some sense. I think I said that in my review, actually. Like, it was not perfect by any means, but I was satisfied.
So what would you give it, like, the whole season, like, from a 1 to 10?
The whole God. Between 7.5 and 8. Probably.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, based on the strength and complexity of the story. Hey, well, you don't have to be sorry. I'm not sorry. I enjoyed it a lot. what's up?
Where would you put this? I mean, what was better than this, then? What seasons were better than this?
Oh, Lost Galaxy, Time Force.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. To me, I mean, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Lost Galaxy, Time Force. What, you want to add Lightspeed in there, too? You want to add Wild Force in there, too?
Oh, better than Mystic Force?
You want to add In Space? You might as well.
I would add In Space, probably.
So In Space, Lost Galaxy, Time Force.
Mystic Force.
Anything else? And then Mystic Force?
Yeah, I think so. Unless I'm forgetting something at the moment, I don't know.
Ninja Storm.
I really have to take a look, you know, take a step back and sort of compare and contrast.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I mean, really.
No, you really do that.
Please.
Because, I mean, okay, because Grant, I mean, in the thread or whatever on Ranger Board, I was like, crap, I really don't remember Lost Galaxy at all. Okay, so I must watch that again.
Yeah, you really should, really, because I thought it was great.
It bored me so much. It was really boring. I was like, crap. Oh, like, yep. So I should go back and watch that. But
yes,
putting that aside, right? And Lightspeed was like utter bore too. I was like, oh Lord Jesus, they just really just took out all the fun of being a Power Ranger. But whatever, putting that aside too, because I'll have to watch that again. Lord Jesus. All right, but
yeah,
seriously, I would rather watch Turbo than watch Mystic Force.
I don't know why.
Listen, I really want to know why.
Lost Galaxy, it was a more ambitious show. They tried to do so much more with it. I feel like they succeeded most of the time. The characters, I don't know. I felt like there was more there. They were more vivid. I liked them more. There was just so much there. They combined fantasy with sci-fi. And they could pretty much do anything. I mean, it was space travel, it was an adventure, it was not just sticking at, you know, home at Earth and, you know, hanging out at the juice bar and, you know, that stuff to me got old.
That rocks, juice bar owns your soul. Oh, it's awesome. Juice bar is awesome. The juice bar is awesome. I don't know what this surf spot crap is. I don't know what that is. That doesn't exist to me. Okay? The juice bar, youth center, awesome.
It was good for those shows, or most of them anyway. I mean, it worked fine for that motif, for those themes. I was kind of happy to see them
go, because
we've seen them for like a million.
Bar.
Well, they they had something for like one episode, but.
Okay,
yeah.
instead of like you know promoting slavery, they should have had a juice bar.
Oh, you're not knocking Escape the Lost Galaxy, are you? That's like one of the best episodes like ever.
I'm just saying, they made the black man the mechanic, the janitor. I mean, they made the black man a slave. That's just funny. Oh no, he can't be a soldier. Oh no, he's gotta fix the ship. He's gotta fix. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Messer. Messer, yes, sir.
Well, okay, I mean, that's true, but if not for his... Well, no, not true in that, what you just said, but... but, I mean, if not for his efforts, you know, they would have all died, basically.
I'm not knocking that, I just find it funny.
I mean, not...
Hilarious.
Okay, I hope.
Because, like, we went from a season where, I mean, like... We had the black dude being, like, the leader, and that wasn't even for the whole season. It was, like, half a season.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Like,
they demoted him,
even though he was still a leader because Andrus was a whiny crackhead. Right? So we went from that all the way down to, I'm going to be the slave. I just found that funny. The juxtaposition was hilarious.
What are you talking about? Are we talking about TJ here, or are we talking about... Who are we talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about TJ. They, you know, it's like, woo, yes, black person, leader, yay. Good to see that.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Granted,
and then he got
demoted. They made him a little bit too happy. My Lord Jesus, if you know what I'm talking about, happy. Anyway, so yes, they finally, woo, leader. Then the next season, they're like, oh no, we can't have him the leader. Oh no, that's just too, no. We can, like, yeah, let's get this random alien person who just happens to be white. Let's just get this alien person, right? So, fine, he's second in command now. Fine, right? But then that season ends because, like, damn, he can't be second in command. What the hell is that? No, we gotta, come on, think about it. What can he be? No, he can't be third in command. No, he can't be a villain. That's just too obvious. Got it! Let's make him the janitor!
Oh my.
I'm just saying.
You took it to a whole, like, other plateau, like, I don't know. Where? Whoa. See, I'm... But I mean, if all the characters were like colorless or whatever, this would not be even an issue. And I mean, if you want to talk about race and stuff like that, I mean, obviously there's like the little controversy that they had with MMPR, with the Black Ranger being black and the other one being Asian and blah, blah, blah.
That was awful.
That to me is funny.
When I was a kid, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, why they gotta make the black one black and the yellow one yellow? I was dying.
Yes.
Oh, snap. But you know what? I mean, granted, that's part of the campiness. I mean, you know, whatever. Mm. But, I mean... I just found it funny. I mean, whatever. I just found it funny about Lost Galaxy. That's what I found it funny. That's it. That's all. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, okay, the pink one's kind of brainy. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And the Asian,
okay, he's smart, of course, whatever. The Asian's got to be the smart one, whatever.
Well, there's more to it than that, but hey.
I know, but whatever. Right? But then I saw the dude in his overalls. I'm like, dude, why? They got to make the black one. They got to make the black one the janitor. Why?
Ugh.
I just find that funny.
Of course, we had Ethan, who was the super genius. I mean...
Which is awesome. I love Ethan.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of diversity. I mean...
Yeah, now. I mean, well, we're kind of... I mean, even
they
in
can't
SPD,
do it all in one season, Lisa.
No,
you
I
have to give
know.
Them some grace.
I know. Even in SPD, like, I like Jack because... I mean, For a moment, I liked Jack more than TJ because, you know, he was, like, down to earth. You know, he was all, like, ghetto and crap. Like, you know, where my grill's at and crap. He was all like that, you know. But he wasn't all, like, Kool-Aid smile. Like, hey, I got the Kool-Aid smile. Look at me. You know what I'm saying? He was, like, you know, okay, fine. He was cool. Then they made him, like, a really big crackhead at the end or whatever. But, you know, I was like, okay, you know, Jack, that's cool. That's cool. All right, fine. You know, let the man show his range. That's good. But, I mean, before then, man, it was kind of sad for the brothers, man. It was really... Oh, no, Joe was cool. Joe was cool, but, I mean, he was so stereotypically, like, hey, I'm the cowboy and I'm black.
That is, like... the most awesome thing ever, because it completely defies stereotypes in terms of color, at least. I mean, to me, like, because especially on Power Rangers, I mean, you expect the black person to be the ghetto speaking, like, you know, ain't no stopping the bear, you know, whatever, you know, like,
what?
And Aisha's little lie, you know, like, you know what I'm saying. They always have those urban lines to say, you know, and then here comes Joel,
I mean,
and he's a cowboy.
He
I mean, that completely
in,
goes against.
He kind of crept it in, though. It was funny, though. No, Joel, he had his little, you know, his little ghetto moments, which is funny. I mean, I'm like, damn. They made the man the cowboy. And then, you know, he was like the jokester or whatever. I mean, I did like Joel. I really did. He was like the only one I did like. You know, but
he was. Yeah.
He was. Because, like, seriously, like, the man could act. That was one.
Yeah.
That helps. And, you know, and he was funny, and he had good timing with the humor, and it was great. So, but I'm just looking, you know, back at our brothers, and most of them are kind of like, you know, very stereotypically.
Well, I mean, in, I don't know how many African-American characters on the show, I mean, how many of them are stereotypical and how many are not? I mean, and you have to look at, you know, what time period was this? Who was running the show? Who was, you know, there's a million different variables that go into, like, that kind of situation. Personally, it doesn't bother me. It bothered me back when every single one of them was talking, you know, jive and whatever, every couple lines. Yeah, that bothered me. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
And... I don't know, maybe because I don't fit, you know, a bunch of different stereotypes, even though I certainly fit some. It was kind of like, okay, please, like, let's not always do that, you know?
Yeah.
And so that Joel was refreshing, Ethan is refreshing, even though I wasn't a big fan of the character personally. You know, it was so
Ethan
refreshing.
Ethan was awesome. Ethan was awesome. Dude. How could you hate Ethan? Wait, please explain this to me. How could people not like Ethan?
I don't, like, hate his guts, like, to the 10th power, but, like, I don't know. I just wasn't a fan. Not really. I think I think just like, you know, the extreme sports were overplayed in Ninja Storm, you know, his geekiness was overplayed a little bit sometimes. And it was just like, okay, what else is there?
You're going to tell me that you don't know people like that?
Well, I mean, in real life or on Ranger Force?
I'm going to say both.
I mean, in real life, there are people that can certainly geek out like that, that I know. But then there's also, you know, them, they're also into other crap, and I know this. And obviously, we don't have time on a TV show to explain everything a character likes, but, you know, every once in a while, it'd be nice for him to not geek out about whatever.
Well, I understand, right? But what I saw was that, I mean, he was a geek, but yet he wasn't, like, one of those, like, cowering geeks, like, oh, I'm going to be in the corner, and, oh, I'm going to be made fun of by everybody and whatever. I mean, the dude had some balls, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was, like making fun of Connor and snapping jokes and stuff, and even at Kira too, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what I like about, like, because he wasn't just like the typical, oh, I'm a geeky and everyone picks on me and I'm just gonna be all like silent and stuff. He was like, shoot, this was awesome, okay? You know, insert really cool video game right here was awesome. You don't know that? You have to know that. You know, that's why I love Ethan. Oh, Ethan's awesome.
I agree with everything you said, except I love Ethan. he's just not one of my favorites, and I don't know. There's nothing really more I could say, except he wasn't.
No, it's okay. You're forgiven. It's okay.
Actually, the whole Dino Thunder cast is like, really. The characters, anyway. The Rangers, more precise. Just not, for me,
the
not,
Rangers...
Not, not so great.
I mean,
as a team, you know, I found SPDs more, you know, entertaining. I wanted to actually sit with them and, you know, hang with them as characters and see what they were going to do next. And with Dino Thunder, it was just kind of like, okay, all right. Eventually, Ethan will stop talking about aliens, and Connor will say something non-jockey-like, and they'll stop, you know, nitpicking at each other's personality, and something will happen. I just have to wait for it.
Stuff did happen. Don't even play. Don't even play. Don't even play. Don't even play.
No, it's just, it's on a purely character level, like, I want to see these characters doing blah-de-blah-de-blah. I would rather see the SVD's characters in whatever situation, whether it's sitting down or, you know, beating the crap out
because
of some
monster.
Because
they're so schizo, is that what it is? Is that what it is? You wanted to see how schizo they can become? Is that what it is?
Is it what?
You want to see how schizo they could become?
How schizo
because
they could become.
They were kind of schizophrenic. They were like, you know, one minute they all love each other, the next minute they're all like, you know, about to kill each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you never know what you were going to expect because, hey, next time someone might get married. You know, next time someone might die.
But see, whatever happened. See, this, I said throughout the whole season of SPD, like, even the bad episode is a good episode based purely on the characters and the little world that they have in.
You know, I mean, what? I would agree with you, but no. I mean, Robot Palooza, nothing could have saved Robot Palooza.
No,
nothing.
that was one of the worst, definitely. I agree.
At all.
But see, the thing is, like, I still enjoyed Bridge. Like, even if the story was whack and, like, stuff didn't seem to make sense and it was boring, Bridge was not boring. Bridge himself was not. You know, if they had thrown Kira in there or something by herself, I would not have been enthused, like, as much
but,
as I
mean,
was.
It's not about Kira being by herself because that's not who she is. It's like, whatever. She's gonna... She was the most, I don't want to say stable, but she was the most non-whatever. I mean, like, she was the most not crazy, like, oh, I'm a geek, or, oh, I'm, like, this Uber jock that says everything's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was, like, the most stable out of the group. You know, true. So yeah, I mean, of course, if you're going to put her in, like, okay, whatever, she's going to, like, say something smart or say something kind of cute, and then whatever, okay, fine, but she's not a bridge. You can't say she's not, that's not a good comparison.
Comparing, I just threw out Kira's name. I could have easily said Tommy or Trent or whoever.
Don't even play, Tommy's awesome, don't even play.
Yeah, we won't get into that. Because
yeah, we won't. We won't because you know what? You'll lose. You'll lose and I win.
I'll lose what? The losing game? Yes, and I'll win. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Stop trying to think about what I just said. And let's...
Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
No, but it's funny how we're talking more about other seasons than Mystic Force. I'm just saying.
Well, hey, you did it, not me. I didn't do it. It was all you. I was cool with, hey, Mystic Force is cool with me.
No, but see, this is the thing, right? Okay, here we go. Why are Mystic Force fans not so enthused to the point where I was like, wow, this is like really, really, really awesome? You know what I'm saying? Like, even the most enthused Mystic fans are like, well, this is really good. And then that's it. The end of discussion.
Yeah, see, I disagree. I mean, I think there's a lot of people. Peter is one.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Board. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Change the subject. Change the subject right now.
Why? Is that
because
a problem?
I don't like talking about people on the board.
Oh, goodness. Okay, whatever. I mean, there are people who will give you, like, nice, extensive little blurbs on what they thought was good and bad. And, you know, there are certain people who shall remain nameless that if you can have a discussion with them about the cons and pros of the show. And they'll give you a nice, positive feedback and blah-de-blah. So
well,
I disagree.
Certain other people who shall remain nameless, all they do, I mean, okay, look, like, you always have the, extreme people, right? Fine, I'm not really talking about them, because, of course, they're extreme. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, everything's awesome. Fine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm talking about the people who like Mystic Force. They just like it. They like it. They liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But yet, they don't talk about it.
I disagree. I see plenty of people talking about it. I mean,
well, they talk about it now because it's over.
Well, right,
but when it was going on, it was like nobody was talking about it. Okay, people talked about it in the episode 3, but that was it.
Define going on. I mean, we had some scheduling things that were kind of screwy, and we went weeks and weeks without any new Mystic Force anything. So, yeah, of course. There's nothing new, so why bother, you know?
When SPD... I mean, every season's going to have their break, right? So when SPD had a break, granted it wasn't a month, but when SPD had a break, I mean, either the people who really loved it were talking about it, or the people who really didn't like it talked about it. You know what I'm saying? There was still talk. It was there was actual, like,
that's, true. And most of it was character-related, correct? I mean, yeah. Right?
It was whatever. It could have been whatever. It could have been about the theories. It could have been about whatever.
Yeah.
And I just noticed it was, like, as if, you know, Mystic Force fans, they either like it, or they like it, but they're not enthused to talk about it at great lengths, or even, like, you know, decent lengths.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel like SPD left a lot more to sort of be explored and to be done, which is why we have 10,000 SPD Season 2 fan fictions out there, and so many, like, campaigns to make Season 2 of SPD, because it's, like, the best to possibly do that with, which I agree with. Yeah, I mean, SPD left more there. Whereas Mystic Force is kind of, there's a more defined story, so it's like, we kind of know what to expect or to look forward to more so. And SPD was just like, okay, wow, like, what's going to happen next? We really, truly don't know. especially when you have a bunch of episodes that don't have that kind of strong continuity, like Mystic Force, you could just throw out any random story that you want, you know? I mean, so, yeah, that could definitely be, aside from having a whole month plus whatever.
Or,
you know, not or, having new episodes. Or,
what? No, I'm just saying, or, like, okay, no, granted, I'll give you, but, or, that Mystic Forest has focused so much upon Nick, and Nick, and they don't really explore anybody else, that usually, like, people would, like, kind of find, you know, whomever they like in the show, and kind of be like, oh, well, I wonder what's going to happen to them, or whatever. You really can't wonder what's going to happen to anybody else, because they didn't really talk about them.
Well, I mean, it's true. I agree. And Daggeron, I know you're such a fan of
Daggeron is awesome! Daggeron is awesome! Daggeron is awesome!
Yeah, except for the fact that he's useless most of the time. Yes, that's true.
Oh,
true.
Don't even start with me! Okay? Don't even start. Well, oh,
I believe
gosh.
I just did. I mean, come on.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness. Fine. Heir
Apparent
so, look,
was, I think, was like the good Daggeron bit. And after that, it was just kind of like, okay, what else interesting can you do with him? And we saw the crappy Snow Prince storyline. I mean,
really
that's what you're going to do with Daggeron?
That was bad on their part or whatever, they being the writers, because Daggeron is awesome. But I'm just saying, right? He came in, right? He was all pimped out. He was cool. He was doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Right? Mm-hmm. Then O'Donnell was telling him, oh, yeah, you go train these people. So basically, she's telling him, oh, do my job. You know what I'm saying? Right? So he comes in. He's being all, you know, he's swaggering, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. He's telling Xander what to do. He's like, you suck. You need to not suck anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Doing his thing. Right? Mm-hmm. Training the Rangers. Right? Cool. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, he had his little thing with the chip and with the chip. Which never went anywhere, unfortunately, because the show was about Nick. I mean, they have no time. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they did this thing, you know, with the night thing or whatever. So, that's the thing. The thing about it is that he is also, which, oh, Lord Jesus.
Cool.
People are going to be like, oh my gosh, he's not a ranger, he's a knight, but whatever. He's also, like, in battle, right? He's also, you know, and so they expect him to be more of the storyline in the forefront than just like, oh, well, he trains him in the background and then he comes to fight. Granted,
yeah.
I'll give y'all that. Fine, cool. But don't be telling me that he don't do nothing.
One would have to define the term do nothing. I mean, when I say do nothing, I don't mean like he's not helpful or he's not, you know, doing crap, like physically doing crap. And, you know, training the Rangers and all that. I'm just saying, like, in terms of doing things which are interesting, in terms of, like, what is his character? Who is he beyond the plot? Again, you know, the complaint that you had with Nick, I mean, same difference. I'll give you, you know, his honor with, like, a big part. Like I said, I mean, after Heir Apparent, I believe it was just like, okay, why should I care about you now? It was the same
because
deal as the rest of the Rangers, to me. You know, just like a notch above, you know, Chip or whatever, because he did have the experience. Which, again, I mean, it's kind of the Sam syndrome. Not nearly as bad, but yeah. He kind of walked in and said, okay, here's the plot. Here you go, Nick. Here you go, Madison. Here you go, you know. And then I'll fight. Basically, you know, that was it. And so, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Daggeron. Not at all. No,
you know what? Blame the damn writers then. That thing, they didn't show how awesome Daggeron is. Just blame them, because Daggeron is awesome, okay?
Daggeron is awesome. John to
just
me?
Like, no,
I mean, is that why? I mean, you like the actor?
No, because Kruger sucks. I mean, no, look. John Tui is awesome because he played a character that I hated, and he played a character that I adore. Okay, so that's why John Tui is awesome, but it's not whatever. Because Daggeron is awesome. Okay, Kruger is the one who's all like, "Oh, I know everything, and I know everything, and I was just trying to test you on this and test you on that, and blah 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 blah."
Well, he was human.
Wife.
I mean,
blah blah blah.
I mean, so to speak, he was human, and that was part of what made him so cool to me, because he wasn't infallible. He had faults and flaws, and he was a real character.
Blaring faults and flaws and really didn't learn from them. I mean, Kat is always like, you know, you're too hard on them. You know, you did this. You know, you did that. La la la. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know. I mean, hell, she should have been freaking Shadow Ranger or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I loved Kat. Kat was awesome. Seriously.
Kat was awesome.
But, I mean, it was like, it's just like, I mean, Dagomon is so awesome because he just is. I mean, there's like no explanation needed. Sorry. I'm like,
no explanation needed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're wrong. I'm right. The end.
Okay, so we return to our reality and continue with our discussion on Mystic Force. Yes.
Oh, snap. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, like I did mention in the thread is that what I felt, I mean, one of the big disappointments for me was that, yeah, it's an intricate story and crap, but, like, we don't know nothing about Nick now. Like, you know, he does not define, it's so cheap cliche, but he does not make the spandex. The spandex makes him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know, he just, like, everything that we find about him is, oh, well, this
Ranger
happened
related.
In battle. Yeah, range everything. I mean, except for the whole Madison thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which was kind of cute, whatever.
Yeah.
But everything past that was like, who the hell is he? Why should I care? Why should I care about his past? Why should I care when I don't know about him now? You know what I'm saying? Like, why should I? Oh, yeah, so he's some rebel. Good, woo. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I care. I care about Nick. I cared about Nick more so right at the beginning because they did set up a bunch of stuff with him. And, yeah, it was great. It's just that I think they overdid it a bit.
You think?
Yes. Just a tad, they overdid it.
Really? Power Rangers Mystic Nick? Really?
Yeah. I feel like he didn't have much of a personality beyond being a ranger and being, you know, the hot, quote-unquote, red ranger that is leader of everything and master at every art of fighting known to exist, et cetera, et cetera.
And the light. He's the light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had 20,000 different titles. Yeah. True. but, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's one thing that we, for the most part, agree on about Nick. It's too much Nick, too much of the time. Yeah. So I agree.
Know, and it's a lot of Nick that, you know, I mean, look, if you're fine. If you're going to say season is all about this one person, whatever. Fine. Okay. I'm kind of like sort of over it already because like I'm expecting it from the next season and like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like at least give the dude a personality. Like, serious.
Yeah.
Like, Connor had... Jack had... Okay, Shane, no. what was before? Wes had... Okay, Leo had a man crush on his brother.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Andros, while I couldn't stand the little crackhead, had...
Many Red Rangers had...
Yes, many Red Rangers okay, well, no, Andros didn't. He just was angsty.
Okay.
He didn't really have anything. No,
yes,
he didn't.
I understand.
Yeah, actually, he, yeah, Nick does remind me a lot with Andros, but Andros had a little bit of, little something-something because of the whole, like, he was trying to learn about Earth's people and whatever. That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. That was a little bit, a little something.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, and Nick was just there, and he's the walking plot device. He really is. It's like,
yes, he is. Another big problem is that, you know, even when he's not like pushing like the big main plot, they still stuck him in episodes like The Snow Prince, where it's not completely like pointless. Not completely pointless because we're establishing the Snow Prince and blah blah blah, but like, why do we need to have a story with Dagomon learning from Nick? You know,
it's
usually been, you know, learning from Chip or learning from whatever. Just, you know, like, why throw him in another one if it's not, you know, the Leonbo, Udana, etc. thing? Hardheads.
Hardheads. I'm sorry. Hardheads. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do we really, really want him? I mean, seriously, the one thing that Vita was good at. And then, oh, well, Nick's good at it too!
Yeah.
We gotta have them fight! We gotta have them butt heads! Because they're both hot-headed!
Totally. Like, come on. Yeah, yeah, totally just contrived and made up just on the spot. And that's the kind of writing, like, I just really can't get into. When you just randomly have characters do stuff just for the sake of having whatever. I don't even know what. Fitting with Sentai footage, I guess? I don't know.
You know what? I mean, and when actually watching, I know I'm bringing back to Dino Thunder, but I have a point. When I was watching the first part was awesome.
Wait, of what?
It was of the finale. Sorry, the Dino Thunder finale. The first part was all kind of awesomeness. It was.
Yeah, it was.
And do you know why? Because there was hardly any Sentai footage.
Yeah, I mean that is true, actually.
I mean, because, like, when they're not limited to crap, I mean, okay. When they're not limited to the material footage, material, you know, they don't have to be all like, okay, like, we gotta make this fit. I mean, and it happens with every season. I mean, some seasons do it better than others, but every season they're gonna have their limitations, and that just plain sucks, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just blows, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, why bother dealing with a show where you have to be so limited so much, and it's like, ugh, you serious? Just, like, seriously, like, Bruce, Doug, Jackie, Koichi, y'all should just, I mean, y'all got some money now, like, go ahead and go off and make your own show, you know what I'm saying? Seriously, go make your own show. It doesn't have to be Power Rangers. It could be, you know.
Yeah.
Not
whatever.
Power Rangers or whatever. It could be like some other heroes and get some, you know, better actors and get some people and do your thing.
I agree.
What you want to do.
I agree. I think that would be awesome. I don't think that it's going to happen anytime soon. Yeah, it would be great. Unfortunately, we have to live with our limited Sentai footage using Power Ranger shows at the moment.
Yeah, so basically. That's
what we get.
Kind of sucks.
Oh, well.
But, like, I think what we talked about before, I mean, this is, like, the last time you were here, but, like, instead of, like, why don't you just, like the season one. Okay, have your American story, then just, like, add the Sentai fight somewhere. It doesn't have to match, really. Just say, okay, we're gonna fight this monster. And so then you can have your nice story, and then, okay, cue in the Sentai, and there we go.
Yeah.
Sentai footage dealt with. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's true. I mean, a lot of people that, like, watched Magi Ranger before Mystic Force have said, you know, the best parts of Mystic Force have been the parts that had absolutely nothing to do with Magi Ranger. And in a lot of instances, I think that's true. I mean, I still love the whole Lienbo Udana Nick thing, you know, obviously Nick was overplayed, but, like, that whole thing was awesome. But then, okay, you have Lily, and you have Claire, and you have Phineas, and you have all that, and that was really good, and it had nothing to do at all with the Sentai stuff, so it was like, ugh, like, why can't that be the majority of it rather than the minority, and then just throw the Sentai footage in, you know, just for the fight, rather than for the story. Like, why do you have to take the whole episode story and, you know, So, sometimes, sometimes they do it, sometimes they didn't. Whatever.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? This is why, well, Lord Jesus, if we ran a show, Lord Jesus, I don't know what would happen. You just might have, like, oh, I don't know, mad serious issues and stuff, and I might, like, no, you gotta add the humor. You're like, no, we gotta add the serious stuff. No, we gotta add some, no, we gotta have the funnies. No, we gotta make it mad dark and stuff. No, wait,
but
no,
see,
wait,
we would combine our creative powers and make a Dino Thunder-esque show that would rock all. That is what we would do. It would be great. It would be a good mix of, you know, the drama and the emo stuff, which you hate so much, and the comedy
like
and the,
it.
You know.
I like it in moderation.
Okay, and I like the comedy and the kind of fun, you know, sort of teen character stuff in moderation as well. So, you know, it would be good. So, it would be good to have a good mix of those.
I think they should hire us. I really think they should.
Yes, well, yes, they should.
That's another thing that's never going to happen, but, you know.
Well, never say never. But anyway.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm like, yo, Jackie, yo, come on, man. We women. You know what I'm saying? Hook a sister up, man. Jackie.
Yeah.
Help a sister out. You know, but.
I don't know.
So then if I get in, then I can let you in, and then, you know, we could, like, son.
We can take over. And slowly work our way up the ranks.
That would be awesome. But yeah, I mean, no, yeah, I just, I there's nothing else to say about Mystic Force. It's done. It's over.
It is over.
It's over.
It was good, though.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes, I thought it was good. I think the ending, the last few minutes at least, wrapped it up pretty well. Aside from the gripes.
Madison and Nick. I mean, how big of a turd could he be? It's like, well, I don't know if I'm going to return. Depends on who wants me back. And it's just like, well, you know, Xander and Vita and my mom and my dad.
That was the cutest thing ever.
My video camera that you never see. And you know, my left cheekbone. And, yeah. Oh, no, and me too. I want you back too. And he's like, okay, whatever. Let me get on my bike.
It was
Here's a blanket. He's a little consolation prize.
The blanket thing, I totally would have thought of something like that. Like if Bruce said to me, okay, we have to have Nick, no matter what, Nick is going to ride off into the sunset or whatever. Then I would have said, okay, the shippers out there, which I am one, Nick and Maddie want something, so have Nick give her the blanket. That would, I mean, awesome. I thought that was so sweet and cute and great.
I know, it was nice, but his facial expression was just like, yo, dude, he's a blanket. I'm gonna be out. I'm like, how so apathetic. It was like, okay, here, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me back? Oh, that's great. I'm glad I know that you want me back. I'm not gonna tell you that I'm gonna come back. I'm not even gonna tell you that, hey, I might like you a little bit. Nah, boss, I'm gonna be out.
Well, you know, I mean, there has been talk about, like, during SPD at least, where they literally could not have Rangers, like, hook up or whatever. Like, be a couple.
Yeah, I know. That same thing with Dino Thunder, too.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I can understand that them not, you know, having them hug and be like, oh, I love you so much. Let's, you know, hug.
I'm not even saying a hug. I'm saying a smile. How about that?
Yeah.
How about like a wink?
A hint.
You know what I'm saying?
A little, you know, something. Yeah.
He was just smirking like, ha ha, I'm a ride off business. You're going to miss me and I'm not going to tell you. A wink, a smile, a nod, a something. Mm. I'm not saying y'all got to like make out. Nah, boss. I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, not perfect, but in recent years, you know, best shipping, you know, Rangers in, you know, recent years. At least
okay,
they
fine.
Did something
so basically,
than, you know, what they did in Dino Thunder, which is completely ignore that Trent and Kira ever had anything at all, you know?
So basically in Dino Thunder, what Trent should have done is give Kira a notepad. Hey, look, here's my drawing pad. Here you go.
I understand.
I was kind of pissed off that, like, just, like, completely dropped that. I mean, even she was like, well, I don't have a date. I don't know who I'm going to go with. I mean, are you serious?
Yeah,
like,
stupid.
Don't even look sad that, like, oh, well, Trent just, like, dropped you like a hot potato. Like, something. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Not even. So that kind of did suck, but.
Yes.
I mean, Nick was just being a douche, yo. Like, really. Like, grade A, you know,
Oish.
Douche, yeah.
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 Yeah, wow.
And the thing about it is, that's what he does best. He likes to be angsty. He
True.
Likes to feel sorry for himself.
True.
And if those two don't have... Oh, well, he's going to be a douche.
Yes, he's the pity potty coordinator. It's true. And, yeah. I mean, I kind of like characters like that. Not Nick specifically, but... I mean, yeah. Andros, you know, in space.
Oh, Lord.
The storyline, at least, was so... I mean, it was fresh for Power Rangers at the time. It was great. To me, I loved it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And, yeah. Well, hey.
Oh, my gosh. Andros. Wow.
I'm not saying that I am, like, a big Andros fan. I'm just saying, for Power Rangers at the time, that was totally fresh and new and great. It, you know, reinvigorated the show for me. I mean, it made me more serious about the show than I had ever been. Like, I actually cared. If I had missed
like
an episode,
all emo and crap.
You know. Yeah, awesome. Exactly. It gave me a reason to tune in next week.
Yeah,
it gave me a reason to tune in next week. Other than the fact that it's Power Rangers and of course I'm going to tune in. It gave me more.
Look, I can understand. I can understand what they're doing, right?
Hmm.
It would have been more awesome instead of, like, you know, kind of cool if most of the cast didn't suck balls. How about that?
Who, Mystic Force?
No, not Mystic Force.
Space?
It's space.
Oh, God. Okay.
Carlos sucked.
TJ.
Sucked. Zane sucked. Andrew sucked.
Cassie.
Seriously. Cassie and TJ were, like, the only two that didn't annoy me. Like, I liked them. I really did.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
rest
they
of
were
them
great.
Were really, 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 really annoying. And really, really, really grating on my nerves. Like, seriously grating on my nerves.
Well,
I don't care for people who grate on my nerves.
Oh, my God. Okay, to me, I mean, okay, Carlos was nobody. Ashley was somebody specifically because of her relationship with Andros. Andros was somebody because of his entire story arc, and that was cool. TJ was awesome just because he was TJ, and Cassie was awesome because she was Cassie.
Right.
And, yeah, they held the series together for me.
Zane was cool. Zane was
cool.
A waste of space. He was the pretty boy. He was like, oh, look, I'm crystallized. Ooh, look, as soon as I'm uncrystallized, I'm going to go for the first female. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, look at me. I'm all pretty boy. Oh, man, she doesn't like me. I'm going to go for the next female. Oh, wait, she kind of Asian. We can't go for that. I'm going to go for the villain. Look at me.
Oh,
look at me. I'm such a pretty boy. Look, I have pretty hair and so does Astronomer. Oh, look at us.
That's what it was.
Zane was
cool, period.
Zane was, oh my gosh, he was... Oh,
Silver Ranger Week, that's all I have to say, basically. That pretty much sums up the coolness of
Silver what?
Zane. Silver Ranger Week, basically the first five episodes of Silver Ranger. That pretty much sums up his coolness to me, and there's really nothing else to even say. He was cool.
Fine. So I guess Zane is to you as Daggeron is to me.
I guess, yeah. I mean, in a way. I'm not a huge fan of Justin Nemo. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
I guess so.
But...
Nemo.
Yeah, the character is cool, so.
Yeah, Daggeron still owns him. Anyway, and there were! Anywho, oh snap. So any final thoughts, anything about... Mystic Force before you go. I'll let you have the last word. I will let you. I will not say nothing. I will just be like, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. All right? Here you go. Here's your chance. Convince everybody that Mystic Force was awesome in 5 words. Go.
In 5 words? No. Well, I mean, Mystic Force is awesome. Okay. Mystic Force is quite good. Like any season, it had flaws. But, yeah, it was cool. The story rocked, I think. The characters were a mix, you know, good and bad at times. But ultimately, it was really satisfying. It had a really satisfying ending to me. And that's pretty much all I can say. So, yeah. There you go.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. We're done. We're out.
Okay.
Finito. End the story. Yeah, man.